This is Aoife O'Mongan from the British Geological Survey. I'm here today at the Natural History Museum in London for a meeting organised by the British Geological Survey and the Department of Energy and Climate Change. The subject of the meeting today is carbon capture and storage. We're organising this meeting for NGOs, non-governmental organisations, to inform them about the science behind carbon capture and storage, and also DEC will be advising them on policy. I'd just like to capture some of people's perceptions on carbon capture and storage today and get the views from DEC, the Department of Energy and Climate Change, from BGS scientists, and also some of our NGO visitors here today. I'm with Mike Stevenson, the Head of Energy for the British Geological Survey. Mike, what were the aims of this NGO day today?
The main objective of the meeting was to talk in very plain terms about the science of CCS and to explain, you know, how it works, and honestly, you know, what the difficulties are associated with it, and also what the successes might be if we did it properly. CCS is difficult to understand. It's got lots of challenges associated with it. It's got a lot of public perception issues associated with it, and NGOs like Greenpeace, like the Green Alliance, will be communicating a lot of these concerns to the public and back to us. So, you know, for us to, if we really want to understand the public's views, one way of doing it is through NGOs. But also, it helps to further the argument as well, to encourage NGOs to speak to us.
Chris Littlecott from Green Alliance. Chris, what are you hoping to gain from today?
I'm really interested in seeing where the Office of CCS is starting to shape its thinking from how to move from a policy commitment to CCS to actual delivery. So where are they going on their roadmap? What does that mean in terms of developing transport and storage infrastructure? What implications will that have for the UK environmental community? And importantly, how does that feed back into UK policy on how we decarbonise the power sector by 2030?
Derek Taylor from Bologna.
The views of UK NGOs seem quite different from a lot of other NGO views in the rest of Europe. For example, in Germany, a lot of NGOs are really very negative to CCS, whereas in the UK, they seem quite supportive.
I'm here with Adam Dawson, the Chief Executive of the Office of Carbon Capture and Storage. Adam, are the government serious about funding carbon capture and storage?
Well, you'll have seen in the Comprehensive Spending Review, which we published in October, that the government has allocated £1 billion of capital funding for the UK's first commercial scale CCS demonstration. And that's probably just about the biggest single capital contribution that the government's made to any project over the coming period. That's a four-year period. So I think that illustrates more clearly than any rhetoric or any number of publications could the government's clear commitment to making CCS a success in this country.
I'm with Jesse Scott from E3G. You seem to really enjoy our earlier session, the BGS session, on the science behind carbon capture and storage. Can you tell me what you particularly liked about it?
Well, as I said to the group, I've worked intensively on CCS as a policy expert for the last 3 years. In the very early stages, there was a discussion about the role of CCS, why you need it in the overall low-carbon wedge system under the International Energy Agency scenarios. Then there was a lot of work on funding for demonstration projects. Slowly we've moved to the point where we're actually getting practical about the demonstration projects, and people have started to talk less about CO2 capture and much, much more about the exciting, challenging bit, which is the storage. And the presentation today, which took us through what is actually happening with CO2 in different rock formations, different types of rock, different ways that CO2 can settle in the rock, was the first time, as somebody who lives, eats, breathes CCS, that I have been exposed to anything like such a clear explanation and good briefing. And for me, it was actually a real breakthrough to understand some of that. I find that very exciting personally and very worrying broadly in the CCS debate. So I think there's room for a lot more leadership and a lot more outspoken effort from the geologists over the next couple of years.
Dustin Benton from CPRE. Can you explain what CPRE is, please?
We are the Campaign to Protect Rural England. So we're a body that, I guess, tries to look after land, landscape, character.